Okay, let's take a poll. How weird does it feel to be called someone's fiance, right? The first time you hear it, you do like a double take. Your heart kind of flutters, and before you know it, you go from, let's just enjoy this moment, to we're planning a fall wedding. That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place and have fun along the way. From free planning tools like a budget tracker, super necessary, and website, to a venue and vendor discovery tool that matches you with your dream team, everything on Zola is designed to make your wedding journey as easy as possible. And with invites that can be completely customized and a wedding registry packed with gifts you actually want. Zola takes you from save our date to thanks so much without breaking a sweat. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Happy wedding.
Steve Miggs, as a pet owner myself, I have been in the shoes that you were just walking in right before Christmas. And it's the worst ever. You had to put poor Lulu down, who lived a good long life.
Over 13 years. It was like pretty close to the anniversary of when we got her. She was just getting old. I mean, I've never, though, had to put a dog down. A dog has just naturally died or something. You know, it's just never been a situation where we had to go to a vet. Like, we've come close before, but then the dog passed before that. So, man, that movie Marley and Me is spot on. Like, I remember watching that movie and just, like, you know, falling apart because you're a pet owner and it's tough to watch. And if you've never seen the movie, I suggest you don't because it's very depressing. But, man, it is pretty much spot on for how that experience was like. It was just, but it was one of those things where we knew we had to take her. I took her in because she wasn't eating for a few weeks. Like, she was eating intermittently, but then, like, the last few days she wasn't eating at all. So I brought her to the vet and they did some blood work, and then they called us with the terrible call of being like, hey, her kidney's failing, and it's, you know, there's just no hope. I mean, she's just quality of life. It's time. Oh. And so, you know, we knew that it was coming. We just kind of hoping that it would happen naturally. So then I was just like, okay, we got to bring her to the vet. And you always heard those stories, like, you don't want to leave the dog there by herself, of course. Oh, no. And I'm like, so I'm hell-bent. I'm like, I'm going in that room and I'm staying. I didn't realize my wife was also psyching herself up to do that as well. So she's like, you know, so you stay in the lobby with Tatum. I'm like, no, I'm going in there. You stay in the lobby with Tatum. She's like, no, I'm going in there. Like, now we're arguing over this. And we realized, well, Tatum could come in too, because Tatum was, she was fine with everything. You know, she was happy that Lulu was going to go to heaven and be able to see and have teeth and be able to play and hang out with all the other puppies that have passed. So she had a good mindset for that. But it was still tough because then you get in there and then they really break it. Have you had to put?
Yes.
They go into detail of what they're going to do. And you're almost like, I don't know if I want to do this. You know? You're just like, this is harsh.
It's a couple of very difficult steps.
It is. Like, a part of me was like, I almost wanted to be like, hey, they were great. The people at the vet were awesome. But there was part of me was just like, I don't need, please don't give me the detailed process of what you're doing. I understand you have to do that. But then it's also weird because, like, while you're in the room, there's, like, advertisements for, like, do you want to purchase this with, like, your paw print? Do you want to purchase this coffee mug? And I'm like, so I'm, like, trying not to laugh about that part.
Did they offer tattoos as well?
They might as well have. Like,
get on the table, Steve. We're going to give you your tattoo of the dog now.
At first, I'm like, oh, my babe, they want to do a paw print. And my wife's looking at me like, you are the idiot that buys all the pictures of, like, you know, when you go to, like, any kind of fair thing. Now I'm like, she's like, well, how much is that going to cost? And I didn't know that it was like, oh, it's like $40. She's like, no, we don't need the paw print. We're fine. Oh. Like, we have a Christmas ornament with Lulu's paw print.
Oh.
That's plenty. But
you already have the paw print.
When we had to put our dog down, I bought the biggest package you could buy. We got urns, decorative urns. We saved the hair. We got the paw print, the nose print. We did the whole thing, Steve.
In life and death, I am a sucker for a commemorative moment, apparently. But so the tough part for me, and I'm going to share this, and look, at the end of the day, like, this is not like, it's kind of cheesy, but I feel like whenever I share this story with other dads, and I'm sure moms experience this as well, but for me, my experience has been with dads. Like, a light bulb goes off, like, oh crap, you went through this as well. The reason why this was so hard for me, and, like, you know, Lulu I had such a strong bond with, was during the first couple of years that we had Tatum, I was just not important. I mean, as much as like, not woe is me kind of a thing, but, you know, at the end of the day, kid doesn't know empathy. She's a child. She just wants her mom. Her mom's got everything that she needs, which is the boob. And then, you know, mom is busy trying to be a mom. So, like, I kind of fell to the wayside. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just don't matter. And it's hard on you psychologically. As much as, like, I try to, like, be cool about it. But at times it would bum me out. I'm like, man, You know, I had all these, like, when I thought we were going to be parents, I'd come home through the door and everyone would be like, Daddy's home. And that didn't happen. None of that happened. And, you know, like, it gets you a little psychologically. Sure. It's not the end of the world. But Lulu was, like, that constant for me. Like, you know, when I would come home and I would, like, have to deal with not being important, Lulu thought I was the most important thing in the world. She was excited still. Even when she turned, when she lost her vision, she would have to hit a couple walls before she got to me. But eventually she would get to me and be excited. So, like, that was tough for me. And I was, like, kind of, like, trying to cope with that. Like, it kind of reminded me of, like, the first couple years of being a parent was kind of awful. I mean, you know, obviously, now it's fantastic. And I'm happy I went through all that. It makes me appreciate what I have and all that great stuff. But, man, I have to say that it was a full circle moment because Lulu was kind of, like, there for me when my child didn't have any kind of empathy for me at all. And, of course, thanks to Facebook memories, you get those freaking reminders of, like, your dog. And I just started, a couple days after she passed, I was, like, just really sad. And I was, like, looking at pictures and I'm crying. And Tatum walks up to me and just kind of, like, puts her arm around me and goes, it's going to be okay, Daddy. And I'm like, you have empathy. Finally, we got the moment. This is what I've been waiting for. It's here.
It's here.
Here's the best part. I'm trying to find, like, levity throughout a crappy time. Obviously, this was a crappy time. But we put her down, and we're like, okay, well, you know, we got to go somewhere to feel alive. Like, and what better place to go than the Puyallup Walmart?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So right after we put her down, we're like, let's go get Tatum a toy. Like, you know, kind of like, let's pick up everyone's spirits. We're walking around the toy section of the Puyallup Walmart, which if you've never been to is an experience in itself. And I'm specifically the Puyallup one. Like, we will purposely go to the Bonnie Lake Walmart because that one's pretty awesome. The Puyallup one is interesting. And boy, did they not disappoint. As we're looking for a toy, a guy walks up right next to me. He didn't say hi or anything like that, but he's looking for a toy as well. And I look at his T-shirt, and I'm like, I did not just see what I think I just saw. And I had him follow him so I could see the T-shirt again. I kid you not, this man made my day because he was wearing the most inappropriate T-shirt I've ever seen in my life. The T-shirt, black T-shirt, white letters, so right up my alley. Eating.
I know.
P-word.
Oh.
Cures depression.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not wrong.
He's a prophet.
Yeah. It's like, what the hell is happening right now? And he looked like he was very happy to be wearing that T-shirt. I was like, thank you. Welcome to Pure Walmart.
I need to get George that T-shirt.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. And then also the weirdest thing was how many people were trying to sell me dogs. As soon as I made the post on my Facebook, I had some people that were like trying to offer me a dog for free, which I thought was nice. But I'm like, this is not the right time. Like, I'm kind of mourning the loss of our dog.
Sure, it takes a minute.
But there were people trying to sell me more than four. I believe I had five people hit me up and be like, hey, we have a litter, blah, 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 X amount of dollars. I'm like, I'm good, but thanks for thinking of me.
Well, they're probably thinking of Tatum because, you know, Tatum is ready immediately for another dog.
Oh, yeah. She's already picked out the name.
What?
Oh, yeah. Cinnamon.
Okay.
Boy dog.
Oh.
We were in the vet's office while they were explaining everything, and I'm holding Lulu. I'm talking to Lulu the whole time because she's blind, so she can't see us. So, you know, they always say you want your dog to be able to see the parents, the mat, you know, before they pass. Like, you want to make sure that that's the last thing they see before they leave and cross the Rainbow Bridge. But of course, she can't see. So I'm talking like an idiot, like, Daddy loves you so much, blah, blah. Like, I want her to know that she hears my voice the whole time. And while I'm doing that, there's Tatum in the background going, when Lulu dies, can we get our new puppy?
Here, Cinnamon. Here, Cinnamon.
I was like looking at the poor vet people. I'm like, I swear she's broken up about this. I promise you.
Well, R.I.P. Lulu.
Oh, the best dog ever.
I'm glad I actually got to meet her and give her a little pat.
You got to see her stare at a wall for a couple of hours at my daughter's birthday party. It was pretty awesome.